The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thomas, the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up, it is good! Top of the wall and out of here! Garrett Mitchell, a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Yeah, that's a home run and three walks in this game. He has scored twice. 2-0 delivery, here it is. Yelich lines a base hit to left. In the gap. It's going to the wall. They're going to score the winning run. Here comes Lorenzo Cain. He's in there. And the Brewers have beaten St. Louis.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it.
We are officially out of office today. Why, you ask? No, you're not asking. You know it is opening day 2025, so the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy gang is here at AmFam Field. And look at who we have standing by. All the racing sausages. Bernie Brewer is right there. But Chewy and I walked in together, and Chewy, what was the very first thing that you said to me when we stepped out on the beautiful, pristine field here?
Oh, the grasses. I got to find out what kind of grass this is, though, because it's not a Bermuda. It's not a Kentucky bluegrass, Gabe, which I thought they would go with.
Sure.
This looks a little Sensimilla, I believe.
Is that a real grass?
Oh, yeah. That's 100% a real grass.
You guys are so cool.
It's 100% a real grass.
I feel like, Chew, we got people around here who would be able to give you that information.
Well, is the reason why, because the previous times we've come here, like our backs have been to the stands and we're looking out onto the field. I understand for YouTube, like this probably looks better with the field behind us. But I'm assuming the real reason we're facing this way is so Chewy doesn't get distracted by all the people mowing the lawn and things like that.
Well, I can tell you this. When we used to play in County Stadium, the strangest things for us was there's no crown on the field, so you felt slower because there's no running downhill. And the seven stud cleats would not sink into the turf because everyone has seen baseball cleats that are essentially metal. And
yeah, they're a lot smaller in terms of how deep they go into the grass.
But this great striping, I mean, this is...
See, this is what I'm saying. This is why he's turning around so he can look at the striping. Yeah. And
eyes forward, buddy. Eyes forward.
Okay, so how do you think, Ju, since we're talking about the grass already, because the Brewer sent out a great social media post last night with a drone shot with the roof open with Bob Uecker's signature middle of the field. How do you think they did that? Because that's amazing that they could just get his signature into the grass like that. That looks cool.
There must be a template that they put down first. You know how we used to trace things back in the day, and it looked so much better. Like, oh, you should be an artist.
And then you didn't tell people that you traced the image. I had a couple of those in my classes, too. You'd be like, wow, that's the coolest Ninja Turtle I've ever seen. They'd be like, thanks.
Thank you.
It is wild, though, what they can do today with paint and just, gosh. I mean, it's March 31st, right?
Yeah.
Look at this grass.
Yeah.
I won't look at it.
See, I should bring you – I need to bring you to X-Golf and our buddies at X-Golf here at AmFam Field during the off season, so you can see all the work that they're doing.
Okay.
Like they had tore up the complete infield maybe about a month ago. Like there was no grass. It was all tore up to try to get this thing
ready. Well, I had no idea, and it's right around the corner. Augusta, they tear that up every year.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
They tear the grass up.
Wow.
So it's actually shut down from –
Yeah, it's shut down basically over the summer. It's more of a winter course, so they do a lot of their work when it's really warm down there in Georgia.
That's incredible. So in addition to Uecker's name being in the outfield, as you probably saw on the drone, they do have an area up here in the corner of the stadium as well that says, I must be in the cheap seats. Just a few.
No, must be in the front row.
No, I'm sorry. I must be in the front row. Those are the cheap seats. I must be in the front row. I can't read the corner of it because of the netting that's there, but yes, I must be in the front row. And then it says Bob Uecker's signature are underneath as well. Just a few of the things that they are going to be rolling out to honor you. And I think we need to start there, guys, because as tough as it was to watch those games over the weekend for a number of reasons, obviously Uke's absence, one, the team didn't perform all that well. The Yankees obviously look like a murderer's row right now with the way they're hitting the ball, and we'll talk more about that as the show rolls on. But this is the first game at AmFam Field, and this will be the first game of the season that Bob Uecker is not right up there in the radio broadcast booth, calling the balls and strikes, calling all of the action. And I think it's going to be a bit of a hangover, guys. I really do.
Yeah, I think it's going to be there's going to be a lot of different things, obviously the things you just mentioned, but they'll have, I'm sure, a lot of video tributes and things like that throughout the course. But it's going to be a fun day, and I think it's going to be a tough day at the same time because of how synonymous Bob was with Brewers baseball and how so many generations, that's all they knew of the Milwaukee Brewers. He was the face of the Brewers for 50 years, and now he's not here.
Well, it'll take some time because I can't remember if I was still playing, but they pivoted from Max McGee and Jim Irwin, mm-hmm. who did the games for years and years and years. And, you know, I knew a lot of people that actually shut their TV off and had the radio playing to listen to Jim and Max.
Yep.
So then they go to Wayne Larrivee and Rock. And it took a little time, but they'll find their footing. They'll never forget because he's one of a kind. And I thought the games this weekend, even though it was in Yankee Stadium, the tributes to him were great.
Yeah,
you know, the pictures, some of those pictures and stuff like that.
Again, because he transcends baseball. He was Mr. Baseball.
Right? Yeah.
He was just such a big celebrity, even outside of our little, you know, our little bubble of Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean,
he touched so many different people.
I remember that commercial like it was yesterday. I was probably 8, 9, 10, 11 years old,
yeah.
You know, so... Yeah, they'll never forget. You don't forget a guy like that.
And I think that is part of why we love sports, guys, is the stories and the people who are so interwoven in our memories of sports. You cannot find someone who is a Brewers fan, who is a Milwaukee sports fan, who does not have some memory. You, the commercial, hearing him do mm-hmm. the calls, you know, the interactions right here in the team dugout. Like, he's so... prevalent. He was so prevalent for so long. And you are going to hear from the guys, from the players, who continue to talk about the impact that he had on their career, how he was just one of the guys, on the days that they didn't want to come to the ballpark. Because it is a long season, guys, and there are moments where you're like, ugh, it's a cool job, but it's still a job. Uke made them want to be there. He was that connection to everything Milwaukee Brewers.
So it's just so funny to me because we had those conversations around the Packers with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, we just can't connect to the young guys. Just can't. I mean, the generation gap, it's just so hard to connect. And here's Bob throughout his entire career,
yeah.
90 years old. It doesn't matter. Like, he could connect with everyone. Like, Christian Yelich, he's 60 years older than Christian Yelich, and they had such a strong bond to the point where Yelly was wearing the plaid suit on opening day to Yankee Stadium. I'm sure he'll have something cooked up and planned for today, and just how, I mean, tore up he was after, you know, talking to Bob last year after they lost here at AmFam Field in Game 3 against the Mets. So, I mean, he was able to connect with everyone through the game of baseball.
Ballpark looks absolutely immaculate here. Opening day 2025 in Milwaukee as the Brewers get set to welcome the Royals to town. But let's talk about the action a little bit, Gabe, because they did have that 3-game set in New York, and a lot of the conversation was about the Torpedo Bats. We will continue to talk about that all morning long. But just what is your initial reaction to where the Brewers are right now from a lineup standpoint, from a rotation standpoint, from a bullpen standpoint? Obviously, they are dealing with a lot of injuries, which is not where you want to be when you start the season.
Yeah, so going with an opener today, not the greatest, you know, game four of the year, and you're going with a Johnny Holstaff game. So they are beat up more than anywhere in pitching, right? I think the staff is going to be fine once they get healthy, once you get guys like Tobias Myers back, once you get Brandon Woodruff healthy, once you get Jose Quintana up to speed. And then there's going to be some depth there, I think, as well. But right now, because you have those three injuries, it's kind of tough, and they're just trying to piece it together. You know, hopefully, you know, leave everything that happened in New York behind, because, I mean, the command of the pitches wasn't very good. A lot of meatballs over the plate that left the ballpark there. But – I don't think the lineup's going to be an issue. I know Churio had a rough opening day, played well in the following two games.
And then the wind blowing in yesterday didn't help, right?
Because a couple of the guys,
barreled them up, right? Yeah. And you were like, okay, here we go. Here's the hitting that we are hoping that we see from the Milwaukee Brewers, and it was just a bad weather day. The day before, the wind was driving everything out. Yesterday, it was keeping everything in the ballpark. So there should be some optimism, I think, based on how many runs the Brewers were able to put up in the series. And I said that to Dario, my husband, we were talking about it, sports director over at Channel 12. I was like, look, like 6 runs on a day where they got absolutely shellacked by the Yankees. Most days you'll take that because most days that's getting you a win.
Yeah. It stinks to play that poorly in the first series of the year because the 3-game losing streaks are going to happen. They happen to everybody throughout the course of baseball. But throughout the season, everyone's going to have a 3-game losing streak, I promise you. Even the Dodgers are going to lose 3 in a row. It just sucks to start at the beginning of the year because then you go, Chewy goes to ESPN.com and he sees the Brewers are goose egg in 3. It's just, it's always tough to have that 3-game losing streak right at the beginning because you just, you're looking to get off the schneid with that one big old goose
What's
egg.
The comp, Chew, in the NFL? What's the comp to starting the season with a, you know, 0-0-0, I'm sorry, losing, not 0-0, they put up runs, obviously, mm-hmm. but coming for the home opener and not having won a game yet, is there a comp in the NFL?
You're down to nothing in the first quarter of the game. You know, when you measure the amount of games baseball plays, it's one series, and that's how they measure. You know, their success is series. It's not games. And I'm of the belief, hey, if you're going to lose 20 to nothing.
Right? Get it out of the system. Yeah. Get it out of your system. There are so many people here.
Yeah, you got a couple holding calls on the opening possession. You went 3 and out. You had to punt on 4th and 20.
Yeah, just a little sloppy. They'll get their feet under them. They'll be fine.
We are on the warning track here at AmFam Field. It is very busy, as it often is in the morning at all the television stations here, all the big lights, all the reporters, and all of the Brewers representatives who are going to be coming through our show all morning long. I am excited to talk all things Milwaukee Brewers. It is not just about Euchre. It is not just about what is happening on the field. It is also what is happening at the ballpark. And they have so many things going on this year that are new to the ballpark. Gabe, I know you are a big food guy, mm-hmm. not as much as Ashton, who's standing here
Correct.
With us, field producing the show this morning. But you got to be excited about some of the new food options coming through here.
You know, they're going to have a little food truck alley going on. That's what's cool about AmFam Field is they find different ways every year. Like, obviously, last year, I would say, off the field, the Brewers had a pretty successful season. But they find different ways to keep you engaged here at the ballpark, whether it is, you know, the little craft beer corner that they put in a number of years ago, the food trucks that they now have. They put in, last year, it was a little mini Third Street Market Hall that we're used to that's right outside our studios downtown Milwaukee. They have those Milwaukee touch points in the stadium, and they're looking always for different ways to improve. And the food is going to be just one of the areas they're improving this year.
So you're going to the game.
Yeah.
What's first course?
That's a
little cold one? You're going to have a cold one?
Yeah. I mean, of course, especially it's got to be Miller Lite. You know, I think it's got to be Miller Lite, especially, you know, in honor of Bob because of those commercials that you love.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I think you just start classic, you know, just maybe a beer and a dog, and then start branching out from there.
Tell you what, we walked in, they were cooking something.
He is not lying. He looks over at me and goes, something smells great.
I know it wasn't
like,
Ashton.
It's a ballpark on opening day. What do you expect? It is so great that Chewy is here with us in the flesh for opening day here at AmFam Field as the Brewers get set to welcome the Royals to town. Chewy, what do you think? I know we said you wouldn't look, but now they're out there. They're putting some stripes on the infield, getting it ready.
I could ask them where they get those.
The what?
The rollers. Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to have an answer for you.
You think so?
We got to ask what kind of grass it is. We got to ask where you can get the rollers.
Well, they do. I mean, they do like the honorary, you know, granted it's kids, but they, you know, the play ball kid or the junior announcer. Do you think you could be like a junior, field maintenance person? Start a new system, you know, start that tradition?
As long as I'm done by 9 o'clock, yeah. I mean, I don't mind getting here at 5, you know. I'm an early riser. But I wonder, Gabe, do you know if there's any synthetic grass in here like Lambo? Because Lambo's half synthetic, half grass.
It's like woven, right?
Which, I really don't.
I think this is all natural.
All natural?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Don't quote me. I don't know that for sure.
In 2025, who can say that anymore? We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. A long list of folks who are going to join us this morning to preview the season, preview opening day. Marty Ronski kicks things off, COO of the Milwaukee Brewers. Rick Schlesinger is going to join us. Josh Maurer is going to join us. We got a long list of people who are going to hang out with us here. Opening day 2025 live from AmFam Field underway. Stick around. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on right after this.
With a dedicated Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank knows what success looks like. For 15 years, we've been serving businesses, organizations, and individuals in the area with a long-standing commitment to the healthcare and not-for-profit sectors. Whether it's expansion to commercial payments, Fifth Third offers a full suite of financial services and solutions to navigate your organization's complex needs. Experience the difference with Fifth Third Bank National Association. Custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy continues next on 94.5 ESPN. She's in my mind when she's not right there beside me.
AmFam Field for opening day 2025. The Milwaukee Brewers will take the field this afternoon, taking on the Kansas City Royals. We are so lucky to be joined right now by Marty Ronski, COO of your Milwaukee Brewers. And she popped over, guys, and she said, I gotta tell you guys, we do weave. We weave here.
That's right. We got the weave going out there, you guys. We do indeed. Not synthetic, but we do have a weave under this grass that just kind of makes it sturdier underneath. Think of it as like sewing underneath that just keeps that grass more planted. And we started doing that last season, I believe, after we love having our concerts out here. And it just helped our guys recover. The grass is a lot hardier when it's got that additional support underneath. So the mystery is solved. We have some weaving.
But no synthetic, you
no
were saying.
No synthetic,
so
right.
There was a rumor out there that maybe there was some synthetic strands that were being woven there. I love that you said to us when you came over, I thought I missed a memo.
Oh.
I get asked about synthetic. I thought I missed a memo.
Jen, I was doing media a month ago maybe when we were starting to look toward the season again. And somebody said, oh, we saw rules coming into the ballpark. You guys went to turf. And I froze. I was like, I don't think we did.
Who amongst us hasn't been in that position before where you're like, I don't think that's true, but I might have missed a memo. Maybe I wasn't in on that meeting.
I just want to know who other than Chewy would ask that question. And I know the big guy didn't ask that question. So who is just grilling you about potential synthetic?
Right. And usually it's like 5 a.m. and you're like, for the love of God, I don't know. But no, this morning I got asked what time our lots open. And I said 10:10. And then I thought, that sounds really wrong. I may be lying on air at 5 o'clock in the morning, but I wasn't. 10:10, lots are open, guys.
That's amazing. We expect there to be a lot of people coming to enjoy. Man, we had such good weather a few days ago, and obviously this week it's supposed to be chilly here. We have come to expect that. We live in Wisconsin. We understand what opening day entails. But one of the other new things that we are going to see, and I saw this pop on the internet the other day, was facial authentication for opening day. Tell us about how that came about.
Yeah, so MLB started testing this with a couple of clubs last season. It's MLB go-ahead entry. Think of it as pre-check, airport pre-check at the ballpark. We're testing it at two gates, introducing it at two gates this season. Totally optional. Nobody needs to panic. You are not forced to use it. But you guys, it's pretty phenomenal. So you can sign up to use it, and you can breeze into this ballpark faster than, you know, I mean, you literally walk right through. Don't even have to pull your ticket out. But once you've signed up, it's pretty awesome. We're going to do that at two gates this year. We're also going to have our express entries still out there.
Do any other teams use that in
MLB?
Yeah,
so last season, three different clubs tested it. And, you know, I'm going to get a little nervous, but they said that you enter 141% faster. And really, if you think about it, right, when you start, you do that at all your gates, and, you know, people are going to be breezing in this place faster than you can believe.
I can't think of how many times, guys, I have been at Fiserv Forum waiting to go into a Bucks game, waiting to go into a
concert. Freezing.
And you are cold, and you are standing there going, can we please move faster?
And you are late.
This is literally the way to
You know, Jen,
faster.
Way too well.
No, I didn't mean Jen. I did not mean Jen. I am the 100%. One who's always late.
100%.
Right? I am the one who's always late. So, like, you're waiting and you, like, think you just made it and then you're in a line. And, you know, we're just, you're not going to have it anymore if you're, you know, if you do the facial authentication.
I imagine people are going, I don't want them to have my face. I don't want them to have my
that is facial recognition.
But also, you're going to a baseball game. Yeah. Right? Like, it's not like you're doing anything untoward. You're not doing anything illegal. You're going and enjoying America's pastime. Like, relax.
But the junk emails come along with it.
No, Chewy.
Like that. I'm just asking.
Chewy, we're two for two. All right. Two for two. We're not doing cats at the park, and we're not storing facial No, this is not facial recognition. It's authentication, I promise.
One of my favorite things about the Brewers in the ballpark is you guys, you're not resting on anything. Last year, you come up with so many different great different ways to have people in here and different ways to entertain and feed. What's your favorite new thing at the ballpark this year?
The alley. The food truck alley. It is so cool. You know, Wisconsin and food, right? They go together, and baseball and food go together. But our groups have been working their guts out. And I got to tell you, the new food truck alley, it is phenomenal up there. The food's going to be out of this world. But I love that it's just a meetup place. It's a hangout. The bar is really, it's a perfect fit for the ballpark. So if you're out at the ballpark, you got to be here. Check out the food truck alley. It's actual food trucks, all different kinds of food. And then it complements perfectly the 3rd Street Market Hall Annex.
And I love this because you're recognizing that not every baseball fan is the same, right? Not every baseball fan is cut from the same cloth. There are people like our buddy Ashton who want to sit in the seat from the first pitch till the final out. And sometimes they have their scorecards and they want to watch that intently. But then you have people who want to pop in and pop out of the action, who want to be social. And you have those areas here so that people can enjoy baseball however they want to. I love that you guys are meeting the fans exactly where they are.
All right. So speaking of being in our seats, when should I be in my seat to make sure I don't miss any of the Euchre tributes or anything like that today?
Yeah, so we are starting. We will see. So we've got 10:10 gates. I'm sorry, lots open. 11:10 gates open. I'm gonna have everybody in their seats at like 11:15. No, I was gonna goof around about that, but our fans are serious. I shouldn't do that today. But you're gonna start to see our pregame ceremony starting shortly after noon. So everybody, if you can get in here, 1:10 will be first pitch. So we're backing up from there. Around 12:30, we're going to really get things kicked off.
Gabe, I thought you'd be a guy that watches BP and all that and gets a little...
Well, yeah, but BP, I mean, even when the gates open, BP's just kind of wrapping up at that point. They got to get the field ready.
Yeah.
Oh, you would like that, the way they get the field ready.
Well, the kicker will tell you a lot in a football game.
Okay.
Whether he's going to be on or off. I would think in baseball you might kind of get the same kind of feeling.
Nah, no, BP's like your warm-up session on the driving range.
Okay.
Just because that goes well doesn't mean the game's going to go well. And just because it goes bad doesn't mean that's going to go
bad. On days that it does go well, we say it's going to go.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, you talk yourself into it.
On days that it goes poorly, you say, no.
At least you got that out of your system.
Yeah, just got it out of the system.
I don't know if people know this story. This is County Stadium Brewers. So Brett was throwing out the first pitch on a Saturday, and we played on Sunday.
Yep.
So Brett asked if he could take BP. You know, so we took maybe 40, 50 balls of BP. Came to the stadium the next day, and he's like, oh, my God.
So sore.
I'm so sore. Yeah. I don't even know if I can play.
Oh, my God. That's probably not ideal. But different muscle groups. I'm telling you, just because you wouldn't believe the number of athletes we've had out here who want to take BP or throw out the first pitch. And then you watch them and you're like, is that person really a professional athlete? It is such a different, right? And it would
go that
way. You know, right. It would go the same thing with baseball players trying to play football. It just does not
translate. Who is throwing out opening pitch?
We had Giannis set up for today. They welcomed a new baby. We are thrilled by that. So we've got some additional folks out here throwing out the first pitch today.
Marty Ronsky joining us here. Opening day 2025 at AmFam Field. You mentioned that the celebration of life for Uke will essentially begin around noon. I want to talk about that just from a psychological standpoint, philosophical standpoint. On college game day, I am, for better or for worse, responsible for many of our heartfelt moments, many of the heavier moments. And there are people who jump into my mentions every single week and go, can we just celebrate? Can we just be, we don't want to be crying before our, we recognize that this will be a part of this season. There will continually be moments where we are remembering Uke and disappointed and sad that he's not with us anymore. How are you guys navigating that? Because obviously you have to do it. There is no question about it, Marty. But how do you do it in a way that people feel kind of warm and fuzzy as opposed to, well, this is depressing?
Yeah, it's such a amazingly tricky challenge, frankly. We're so grateful that Bob's family's working with us to help us sort of navigate all of this. But it's also one of the reasons, we heard a lot from fans saying, why aren't you doing his actual full celebration of life on opening day? And Bob really wouldn't have wanted that, right?
Yep.
We're doing that celebration of life later in August. Today, what you're going to see is Bob, the way he loved to be woven into the day. So we've got his autograph in the outfield. We're going to have his jersey patch on the guy's sleeves again. We are absolutely going to do a video and a moment of silence so we can all tip our hats to Bob. and then we're going to go win a game. But we know, so finding that balance, we know the fans desperately want to honor him. But, you know, Bob would not want today to be something that you know, was down. And so we're really going to try to walk that line today. But, you know, we've said this to our fans. They know he's with us. He's going to be absolutely in the fabric of so many things we do, whether we mean to or not, right? You can't help but have, I just smile. Normally on this day, Bob is like, you know, in my, you know, come on, kid, you know, what are you doing? Big smiles, you know, the whole nine yards. And so we're just all going to be remembering him all season long. And then late in the season, when I think we are maybe all going to feel a little lighter, we've gotten it, worked our way through some of it, then we're really going to celebrate the heck out of him.
How long did it take to get his autograph in the outfield?
Oh,
I gotta imagine that takes a while.
It took a while. These guys are so dang good. Here's the balance, right? You've got to get the autograph in there, but you can't let the grass get too long. Right? So you have to, like, be mowing around it and in it. I mean, these guys are unbelievable. So I will tell you, when I left for New York to watch opening day, it was not out there yet. So for all I know, literally they've been out there 24-7 for the last seven days. I don't know. But, no, it's really – it's very tricky, and to do it just right. But they are – I mean, we're all staring at them as we talk here. They're unbelievable, and it looks so good.
Yeah, this is probably 2 1/4 inch.
Thank you. You think – I don't know. I think you're overestimating, Chew.
A little shorter?
Can we get somebody from the grounds crew over here, Marty?
Yeah.
Can
we just we got to find
I know
Ryan.
They're very busy. They've got a lot of stuff on their plate today. But if
but Chewy's got a lot of questions.
I'm hot. Chew's got a lot. We're going to set up Chewy with Ryan. I'm going to find out the guys. I'm bringing him to you. You know, the other thing, seriously, I'm going to tip you off here. Ask what color, I think it might still be Brewers Brown that we, the actual sand and dirt that we use on the warning track.
Yeah.
And it used to be the case about a decade ago that other ballparks actually used Brewers Brown.
Oh, really?
Wow.
On their warning track.
This is nice.
They didn't want to talk about it, but
no,
once I heard that,
not.
I ran with it. Yeah. So we'll find that out from Ryan, too. But
they're
going to
rake this, too, before the game, right?
Yeah, don't worry. Okay. My heel marks, right. I'm like aerating.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Tell everywhere Marty Roski has been this morning because I've got this little heel hole.
These jack wagons messing up the warning track.
I know. Look at what's happening behind us, though, guys. It's like beautiful raking situation.
Yeah.
Joey, that's what they're going to do over here. Don't worry.
That's a work of art.
That guy's going to do that for a while. He is. They are amazing.
And so. I do appreciate that. We're going to figure out what those other teams in Major League Baseball that are using Brewers Brown, the color of the warning track, and then that'll be a baked-in insult. Yeah? Well, you use our Brewers Brown on your warning track. So
yeah, I'm hoping we don't need to resort to that this
It's always good to have it in the back pocket just in case.
You gotta have the ammo. I don't know. You gotta have the ammo.
Marty Ronski, we appreciate you so much. It is going to be a busy day for you, but it is going to be a wonderful day as we kick off the home season here at AmFam Field. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on live from the ballpark all morning long. Still got a long list of guests who are going to hang out with us and talk. And we are going to talk about those torpedo bats because, wow, did they take Major League Baseball by storm this weekend or what? All that and more coming up as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on.
It's ESPN Milwaukee's Gabe Neitzel for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We talk a lot about the unprecedented quality and service you get from Pella, but talking to the people who work there, you can tell how much they genuinely love what they do. Pella's team is with you from start to finish. They don't disappear after the sale. Right now, take advantage of windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Need to talk to my wife about that. We need a new front door. Of course, we're not going to trust anybody but Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Certain restrictions do apply. Ends 3/31/2025. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
We are here at AmFam Field for the Brewers home opener, opening day 2025. I know the weather isn't exactly what we would like, but we're used to this. We're tough Wisconsinites. We can handle a little cold weather out there. And of course, as the ballpark continues to add new things, there'll be some celebrating and enjoying of beverages and snacks here in the park this year. And for more on that, we have Rick Schlesinger joining us now, President of Business Ops. Rick, thank you for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning.
Glad to be here, guys.
What time did you wake up this morning?
About 2:30.
Mm-hmm, there it is. Yep. I feel like every year we got to ask you because you always tell us that it is a tough sleep the night before the home opener.
Yeah, no, I was in New York, so I didn't sleep well there after watching those games. So, Yeah, when the night before the home opener, you're excited, you're ready, you want to make sure everything's going to be great, so you don't get much sleep. But you guys are used to that, getting up super early. I'm not used to getting up that early, but it's good. It's a good thing to have, to be excited for opening day, and we'll power through it.
Again, you're the president of business operations. You got a lot of things. You got to, have the suit. Do you at least get to throw a hoodie or something else on and enjoy the game? Or you got to be formal the entire time?
Yeah, no, you got to be pretty formal. I'm not usually wearing a suit and tie to the games, but opening day special.
Okay.
Traditional. So, yeah, I'll get dressed up. And then, game two and to the rest, I'll probably be a little more casual.
Well, I can tell you this. I pulled in at about 6:25 here, and there were already a line of cars.
Yeah, there are people tailgating, literally. There are people brought, they didn't park because the lots aren't open yet, but they literally brought their grills, and they're making hamburgers and bacon, and, God bless them. It's great. But that's a little early to be eating that kind of food for me personally. But to each his own.
Well, but what does that mean? You see that type of support for this team. Again, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. People are tailgating excited for Brewers baseball.
Yeah, we have tremendous fan support. And they're, people have been growing up as Brewers fans from years. It's generational. And so there's, tailgating is a big culture, big part of here. It's a big thing in Packers games, too, and Badger games. And so it's a tradition. We love it. And people get excited, and it's Milwaukee baseball.
Well, I think the reason they're excited, and we talk about it all the time with the Packers, that it's a progression. You try to get better each year, and I think the excitement comes from the unbelievable year you guys had last year, and they want more. They want that next step. What that may be, we don't know, but definitely feel the excitement.
Yeah,
around the state.
Yeah, it's we've had a good run of success, but we haven't achieved the goal, which is to win the World Series. And, I still think about October 3rd, 2024. That last inning is tough. But, baseball, it breaks your heart, right? But it also gives you amazing lifetime memories. And, I'm excited for the season. A lot of new faces. We lost some good players, but we've got some really good, young, talented players. And, Jackson Churio, Sal Frelick, Garrett Mitchell, Joey Ortiz, tremendously talented young players. And they're gonna showcase their talent all year. And I think we're going to have some breakout years from some of those guys.
Rick Schlesinger hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning at AmFam Field for opening day 2025. You've been with, I don't know if you've been in the same role, but you've been with the Brewers for more than two decades. What is the biggest difference from when you first started with this organization to now? Is it the expectations? Is it the infrastructure? What is the biggest difference for you?
Yeah, it's a great question. Yeah, I've been here since 2003, so I'm the old guy. technology. Just how we consume the game, how we sell tickets, how people come into the ballpark, just the fact that there's so much data available both to help our GM and his baseball operations staff figure out who to play, who to draft, who to trade for, analytics and data and technology, how we use to price our tickets, what food we sell here, what new infrastructure, what new technology, what new broadcasting equipment, these new scoreboards, just the technology that we've seen in the last 10 years is incredible. It's made the game interesting. It's made it more fast-paced. There's so much information available. The key is to figure out what data you want to use and how to use it, because you're just being inundated literally with so much information and technology, and it's great. But we want to keep what baseball is great about it, and that's sort of the traditions of the game and the fact that it's still, 60 feet, 6 inches from pitcher's mound, home plate. The bases are still 90 feet. It's still a game of margins, and it requires the human being, and they're all fallible, and they all make mistakes, and all get injured. But it's a wonderful sport, and weaving technology into it is sort of the biggest change for me.
I always love that analogy in baseball, by the way, the consistency that everybody talks about. It's still 90 feet and all that stuff. But then you get to the outfield from ballpark to ballpark, and it's a wild card, man. You never know.
Yeah, that right field porch in Yankee Stadium felt awful.
Thank you.
It's weird. It's the only sport where the dimensions of the field vary, if you think about it. It'd be like in the NBA, what if you had courts of different sizes?
Exactly.
Or the baskets of different height, So it's what makes baseball unique. But, I was in Yankee Stadium the last few games, and I was thinking, boy, that porch in right field is a little too short. They should move the fences.
you talk about the traditions, you talk about, you know, baseball and how it can connect generations, and obviously nobody did that better than Bob Uecker. His signature's out in the outfield. You've got his pin on your lapel. What are things that fans can expect in terms of the team honoring Mr. Baseball this year?
Yeah, I mean, it is surreal and melancholy to think that, you know, we're going to have a baseball season without him, because he's been part of it for every season in Milwaukee, and it's strange. It feels like there's a big void, but, you know, we're going to try to honor him as best we can. Obviously, with his signature on the field, we've got, you know, special Bob Uecker retail items, one of which you're wearing, and proceeds from that are going to be donated to some of his favorite charities. We're going to have a moment of silence today. We've got, Bob Uecker video. We have a special area up in the right field in the terrace level, a giant mural for Bob. We're going to announce probably in a week or so a celebration of life event at the ballpark before a game. We're going to have a lot of people from around the world coming to share memories and tributes to Bob. And I think fans will really be, you know, that'll be a real special day for us. And as soon as we figure out logistics with the family and making sure that it works for their travel schedule and everything, we'll announce that date. But I'm hoping to announce it in a week or so.
What was it about him that allowed him to connect to so many people? Because we talk about athletes as they get older. Man, it's tough to connect to those younger guys in the locker room. But Bob, 90 years old, is connecting to guys like Jackson Churio, and Garrett Mitchell has the cleats that he was wearing on opening day out in New York. Christian Yelich, who's 60 years younger than Bob, and they have just such an incredible bond. What was it about Bob that allowed him to connect with literally anyone?
Yeah, I mean, it's a gift, because it's rare, you know, and I think he was just an authentic guy. And, you know, players know and can smell when somebody's not authentic and when they're putting on an act or when they're showboating or ego, and Bob was none of that. He was an international figure, Hall of Fame broadcaster, TV star, a commercial star, movie star. He played in the major leagues. He was a veteran. He's from Milwaukee, but he was genuine. He was authentic. He knew what it was like to play baseball. Obviously, a different level and a different era, but at the end of the day, it's all about pressure. You're performing before thousands of people, and you're going to fail more than you succeed. And as Bob would tell you, he failed a lot more than he succeeded. But think about how much connection he had with people. And it was just everybody. It wasn't just the players. It was the guy serving hot dogs here, or the person in security here, or the person at the front office. You know, he was genuine. He really cared about people. His image, it was real. This was not a guy who had one image in public and different besides the, you know, behind the scenes. He was a genuine guy and cared about people and a great listener, a great storyteller. But people don't talk about how well he listened. He listened, and he could tell a lot by people just by listening to them. And he was just a great communicator.
So one question about the grass, Rick.
Does the league mandate how high the grass can be? Because I played with a bunch of Notre Dame guys that would say when they played a Florida State or Miami, the grounds crew would grow the grass longer purposely, obviously, because the other teams had more speed. Do they mandate around the league how high the grass has to be?
No, but there are general rules that teams have to follow. If a team was going to blatantly, you know, manipulate conditions on the field, baseball mm-hmm. has the right and authority to stop it. So there are no specific restrictions, but the reality is, you know, within a bandwidth, teams will do stuff. Some teams will have water the infield dirt a little bit more than others, depending on what the infielder's preferences
sure.
are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the nuances of the game. But at the end of the day, man, you still gotta feel. You just gotta hit the ball.
Yeah.
You gotta pitch. Talent, you know, wins out over any of these little peculiarities you do in the grass.
Is Chewy too old to apply for an internship with your grounds crew?
Yeah.
He's past the age limit a little
yeah.
bit?
Way past.
I don't know, Rick. He can be very persuasive.
I mean, I will work for some brats.
I'll get in trouble with the labor laws.
Yeah.
We have to pay him. I got to pay him in currency, unfortunately.
I remember years ago, guys, when I was covering the Chicago White Sox, and I was talking to a groundskeeper, and he was telling me how his guys liked to steal bases at the time. Now, the White Sox didn't have a ton to write home about, but they were at least pretty good on the base
paths.
Something's
never changed.
Look at Ashton's like, why am I taking strays this morning? But they would say that they would do, I think it was just what you said, they would make the area between the base and the first few feet a little bit tougher, a little bit harder, so that the guys would get a good push-off, so they'd get a good jump.
Mm.
And then I reported it on television, and they were like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're just giving away secrets.
Yeah. I didn't realize that it was like a state secret. I didn't realize that it was like proprietary information. But the point being, depending on how your team is built, there are ways to sort of have a home field advantage occasionally.
For sure. No, I mean, within the bandwidth of, you know, fairness, you can do some things. But at the end of the day, you know, if you look at our home and road splits, our players do pretty well in both home and road. So, you know, those things don't matter as much anymore. There's more uniformity than you think. But you got to win on the road, too, man. You got to play your games, and you got to win on the road.
Rick Schlesinger hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as we continue to celebrate opening day 2025. We asked Marty this. Rick, maybe you can help us as well. If you could get a grounds crew person over here to just satisfy the big guy. He has so many
questions. A few more questions.
Anything. We'll do our best for sure. I know it's an important topic and you're obsessed about it. But I'll tell you, the grass looks amazing.
It looks so beautiful. Yeah,
it's weird to see, you know, a bright green field in the gray and we see in Milwaukee. But grounds crew does a great job, and it's a lot of work to keep the field like this. And it's we put a lot on them because we like to do concerts and use the field for other things. And, you know, it's to keep this condition like it is our talented.
Yeah, and if you are listening on the radio on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, make sure you jump over to the YouTube stream. We do have our camera pointed directly at the beautiful grass here at AmFam Field as we continue celebrating opening day 2025. Thank you for hanging out with us, Rick. Have a great one, and hopefully you'll get some sleep tonight.
Tonight, for sure.
A win would do some wonders.
I'll sleep better if we win, yes.
We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this. Stick around.
After this on 94.5 ESPN.
Setnik's offering a great deal on Connie's Thin Crust this week. It's just $2 for $10. That's right. At Setnik's, you head over there. Connie's delivering pizzeria taste without the pizzeria prices. Stop by Setnik's. Stock up on your favorite Connie's Thin Crust flavors today. They've got a little cornmeal on the bottom of the crust. Makes it unique. It is fantastic. You get that thing nice and crispy. It is a great slice of pizza. And right now at Sendix, Connie's offering Connie's Thin Crust, 2 for $10. Offer is good through April 1st. This is starting to feel
like it's right before my eyes. I appreciate Rick Schlesinger and Marty Ronsky joining us this morning here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Rick had that great Uke pin on. It's got the plaid behind it. It's got Uke's signature. And you've got the Uke sweatshirt on. Mm-hmm. I noticed Tony Carnahania walking around here wearing the Uke sweatshirt as well. Where'd you guys get those? Because they're slick.
So wanted to make sure last week, because I saw the post going on social, it's just at the Brewers team store here at the ballpark. Figured there's going to be a long line there today. So I wanted to make sure I got my Uke hoodie before
I like
today.
The old school.
Yeah.
It's a good look.
You got a good look, too, though. You walked
the
in wearing
crew?
Gear.
Yeah.
Not like South Dakota State or, you know what I mean, San Diego. Or you mean, usually you
opening
come in with
day.
Some random.
I had to go to Amazon, though. I'm just saying. What?
He just got back.
Yeah.
Right? If he were here.
Do you want this expense? you want an expense report for this?
You know what? He would. He would expense. I mean, you'd have to do the expense report.
I don't even know how.
Could I write this off?
To whom?
That's a very good question.
The IRS?
I don't know. I wore it to work. I thought you could write everything off.
We all wear clothes to work every day, pal.
Yeah, we appreciate you wearing clothes to work. Yeah. Thank you for that.
You can write it off. I'll take the post-it note and throw it away.
There is something, though. I mean, if you're never, ever going to wear it again, you could argue that you bought it only for work reasons.
Here's the problem. It's 2XL. After I wash it, it'll be a large. So the sleeves have to come off.
Yes.
You know? And
Belichick
you always have
style.
To wear
Belichick.
A shirt under it because I really don't want my gut hanging out. That's all I'm saying, Ashy.
We're so happy that you're back.
I know.
Life. These are the facts of life, Ashton.
Yeah.
Either accept them or don't.
We are efforting, though, Chew, to get a member of the grounds crew over here. They're very busy this morning, obviously wanting to get the field in pristine condition before play ball this afternoon at 1:10 against the Royals. But we're going to see if we can steal like 5 minutes
okay. So
you can ask your questions. Because, look, as much as we give you a tough time about it, I guarantee there are other baseball hardos
who are
just as interested in the makeup of the grass and the ballpark as you are.
Well, it's not baseball hardos. It's lawn hardos, which is basically every dad out there.
Well, I would think, because I asked the
questions that the common people want to know. What's the fertilizer program? Right? And can I buy grow lights at Home Depot?
Can you buy grow lights? Marty did tell us that at one point the Brewers were sharing their grow lights with the Packers because they're pretty expensive. So they would just, you know, cheaper to run them up an hour and a half than to have two sets in the
load them on a flatbed and send them up to the other field.
We actually have grow lights on our plants in our house. No, not for that. Okay.
We know you've got something else for that. Yes. We have covered that topic extensively.
I wonder if that would work on the grass. I'm fertilizing today, actually,
okay,
as we speak.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean, as we speak?
First application down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I saw there's a movie, Crazy Stupid Love, where the guy is lawn-obsessed as well. This is about the extent of my knowledge of being lawn-obsessed is that movie and Steve Carell. But he is walking around his lawn with spiked
That's
shoes.
That's aerating it. Oh, I'm going to ask him about
but
aerating.
Do you do that? Do you walk?
I have a machine.
Yeah,
of course you.
No, I do have. I guess
the property is too large, Jen. Right? The
if
estates.
I can, what all do you need to do while you're here this week? Like, what is all the work that you have to do minus your actual job? Just curious.
Well, I started yesterday. I got to pull all the dead stuff off of the plants because the plants are starting to pop up.
This is super interesting.
Today I will be fertilizing. I will be moving mowers. I got a lot to do, you know. But the funny thing was last night. I'm like, sitting there watching TV with Ange, and I'm like, God, I got so much work to do. Maybe I'll take tomorrow off from the show. She's like, no, you're going.
She's already going. Sick of you too, Dave.
I see you too much in Florida. I want you gone. So thank her.
Thank you, Angie.
For me being here.
So that's why we're getting your questions about grass?
Does it get weird, you said?
No,
what did you just say?
I said it's super interesting for sure.
Yeah, there's aeration, there's thatching. Like, I'm waiting for my guy to thatch. Normally, he would have thatched and then I put the fertilizer down because now he's going to thatch after and it's going to suck some of the fertilizer
up. I hate
that's
thatching
the,
after.
That's the
thatching and sucking and
sucking.
Oh. Aerating, fertilizing, you know.
Stuff. Morons. Bunch of knuckleheads. This is why I apologize to the folks at the Analysis Live this weekend on behalf of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. This type of stuff. Anyway, we'll get back to baseball, and it looks like we will have an opportunity to talk about those torpedo bats that we mentioned took the league by storm this weekend. When will you see Brewers using similar bats? We'll talk about that right after this.